from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with a special Wet Shoes edition of The Do-List. And this week we're talking about a rapping Swede, an ancient mariner, and twin singers. David Wiegand and I, turns out we're long-lost twins, right, David?
I don't think so.
Stay lost, okay? He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's start with some news. A little bit of music from Spinal Tap, and the creators Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer are going to be here in late January as part of Sketchfest, which just has announced its lineup. And it's a wonderful combination of brand new and tradition. I'm really excited about this.
This has just become like one of the best comedy, you know, lineups in the country, I think. Every year it just gets better and better. I don't know. You've been to shows, haven't
you? Yes,
sure. I mean, it's just... I just sit there. I've been to, like, the celebrity autobiography things, which are incredible. But also, Cary Elwes, who is in The Princess Bride, is going to be here because they're going to do a screening of that movie with a quote-along.
Right, a lot of famous lines. As you wish.
Yeah, as you wish. This is like a who's who of great comedy. Maria Bamford, Kristen Schaal, Adam Scott, you know, all kinds of people.
Yeah, and then a number of stars of podcasting, which has become such a big thing. Mark Maron and others. And that's SF Sketchfest. Tickets go on sale on Sunday. Now let's hear something from that ancient mariner. A bit of Mozart from Neville Mariner and the orchestra he co-founded, the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. And Mariner and his little band have been just about the most prolific band around for decades and decades.
Yeah.
He's 90 now. He's still doing concerts.
Very active.
The height, they were recording, I believe, as many as 13 albums a year.
No, I believe that because I know when I was growing up and really getting accustomed to classical music, I just remember Neville Mariner's recordings. You know, it was later that I would
learn. Every other song on classical radio.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I mean, it was just when we had real classical radio, that's what you'd hear. And Sir Neville Mariner with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields, always. You know, it sticks in your head because he was that prolific and very skillful at whatever he conducted.
And still very good. Sir Neville Mariner will talk about his role in recording the music for the film Amadeus, and there's a showing of the movie on Saturday. Then Sunday afternoon, he'll lead the Napa Symphony and performances of music by Mozart. Both events are at the Napa Valley Performing Arts Center in Yountville. Explosions, rocket launching, spectacular crashes. That's the bread and butter for, well, that's what we do here behind the scenes, but it's also what the Discovery Channel's Mythbusters team, like I'm having trouble saying that, bring to their show, their traveling show, and they're doing this in San Jose.
Yeah, this is, is anybody not a fan of this show? I absolutely love it, and I can't say that there's a lot on the Discovery Channel I watch regularly, but this thing I always watch. These guys are really hilarious, and of course they do their stuff in the Bay Area, which is also very cool too. And so this time you get to see them live exploding things, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Jamie Heineman and Adam Savage bring their show Mythbusters to the City National Civic Auditorium in San Jose Thursday night. Let's get all shook up now.
A man of solid oak and his fine new bride found themselves a farm by the riverside. Everything has changed, it's all come undone, and all they have now are their hands and the light.
Yeah, that beatboxing and folk tradition, that's the Shook Twin sound. I really love what they do, and it is very traditional, but there's a lot of very modern sensibilities.
I think you're right. I mean, they have an amazing musical style, and all their songs really sort of tell a story, which is really great. This is Lori and Caitlin. They're identical twins. They are from Idaho, but of course they're living in Portland now, as you can probably hear.
They belong there, yes.
They belong there, but I absolutely love their music.
The Shook Twins plays Leo's in Oakland tonight. Some short attention span theater now. The Playwrights Foundation is bringing back its 1 Minute Play Festival. It's an evening of 86 brand new 1 Minute plays. And that's just about right for me because I start dozing off if there's an intermission.
Yeah, I know. I've been at the theater with you.
But really, these are wonderful plays, and they're by some terrific writers, many of whom have deep roots here in the Bay Area.
That's right. And people like Chris Chen, Aaron Loeb, Andrew Sato. And, you know, the great thing about the 1 Minute Play Festival is if you don't like this one, don't leave your seat because something else might come up that you'll like better.
The fifth annual 1 Minute Play Festival is at the Brava Theater in San Francisco's Mission District on Monday and Tuesday nights. And we want to do also a last call for a play by Peter Sin Nachtrieb. His show, The Totalitarians, which both David and I saw last week, hilarious, great political satire.
It's sort of like, you know, Veep, you know? It's like if they were to do Veep and make a stage play out of it, it's like that. This is a great satire of what happens, you know, in politics and how someone who really has no qualifications to do anything can become a power and a totalitarian.
The Totalitarians continues through Sunday at Z Below in San Francisco. A rapper out of Sweden now. That's the slack style of Young Lean and his posse, the Sad Boys. They recently dropped a new CD, Unknown Memory. I have to say, David, this guy leaves me cold.
I love foisting this kind of thing on you.
Yeah,
really.
Well, it's okay. Tell me what you like about it.
I like it. I mean, it's, you know, this is an 18-year-old Swede. His name is Jonathan Leander Hostad. What I like about it is that it's an interesting mix of electronica with rap. It's a very intriguing kind of music, but I'm always fascinated with how things that we think are so quintessentially American actually, you know, have translated all over the world. And I think that's actually a good and interesting thing.
Yeah. Young Lean plays the Regency Ballroom on Tuesday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows and more at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.